The Treehouse Visitor, written and read by Louise. Katie and Kevin built a treehouse in the blue gum tree in their backyard. They nailed planks across the broad, thick branches to make a floor and on three sides to make walls, leaving the front open. By knotting ropes together, they made a rope ladder that reached almost to the ground. A piece of canvas across the top formed a roof. Katie borrowed Dad's saws to cut holes in the sides for windows. Mum gave them cushions to sit on, and boxes and cartons made good cupboards and shelves and a table. There was a good view across the paddocks and the river to the mountains in the distance, and they could see who was coming and going along the road. The shelves were stacked with cans of drink and packets of chippies, biscuits and sweets, and on warm summer days they would take their CD player, books, felts and drawing pads into the treehouse and stay there all day. The holidays were over all too soon and it was time to return to school. As soon as they arrived home on the first day, they rushed to their treehouse, climbed the rope ladder and hauled themselves onto the platform floor to sit on the cushions. "Someone has been here," Kevin exclaimed. "The chippy bags are split open." "What a mess," said Katie. "Who knows that our treehouse is here? Our friends were at school all day." "It couldn't have been Jagger," said Kevin. "Dogs can't climb trees and he's too lazy anyway." "Cats can climb," said Katie. "Perhaps it was Pepper. But I don't think cats like chippies." That evening, Mum said that Pepper had been curled up asleep on the couch most of the day, and she hadn't seen anyone climb the ladder. The next day after school, they noticed that a packet of biscuits had been torn open, and there were twigs and leaves on the floor. "I think it must be possums," said Dad. "They must go there at night." When it was dark, they went out with Dad and looked for possums by torchlight. Although they looked in all the trees, there was no sign of any possums. The next day it rained, and Katie and Kevin had to play indoors after school. But by the weekend it was fine again. "I wonder if our mystery visitor is called again," Katie said. "Let's go and look," said Kevin. As they climbed the ladder, they could hear scratching and movement in the treehouse. "The visitor is there," whispered Kevin. "I hope it isn't a rat," Katie whispered back. As they reached the top of the ladder, there was a flurry and a screech and something flew at them. It pecked Kevin on the head. "Ow!" he yelled. Katie ducked her head. Kevin peered over the top of the ladder. "It's a magpie," he said. "She's made a nest in there." "Here she comes again," said Katie. She climbed back down the ladder as fast as she could, with Kevin following. They yelled at the magpie. Kevin grabbed a leafy branch and shook it at the bird to fend off another attack. As soon as they reached the ground, they ran inside, and the magpie flew back into the treehouse. "She thinks she has found a safe, warm place to build her nest," Mum said. They watched from the kitchen window as the magpie flew back and forth with twigs and leaves in her beak. "She's building a nest," said Dad. "I'll get some wire netting to put round your treehouse so she can't get in, and we'll have to wait till she is away from her nest." Dad got a roll of wire netting, a hammer and some nails from the shed, and they waited till the magpie flew out of the tree. Quickly they climbed the ladder. They found a nest in one of the cartons. Carefully Katie picked it up and placed it securely in the fork of two branches outside the treehouse, while Dad and Kevin wound the wire around the walls to cover the windows and the open front. "How are we going to get in and out?" Katie asked. "Easy," said Dad. "We'll cut a door." He made a three-sided cut with wire cutters and bent the piece back to make a door. Then he pulled it closed with a wire hook. The mother magpie flew back to a window, and she screeched and flapped when she couldn't get in, and then flew madly round and round the house. Katie and Kevin and Dad watched from inside the house. Eventually she found her nest and sat on the branch beside it. "I wonder if she likes it there," Katie said. The magpie flew away, and Katie and Kevin climbed down the ladder with Dad. They watched from the kitchen window to see if the mother bird returned. She flew to and fro several times with bits of wigs, leaves and twigs in her beak. "She's going to finish her nest," said Dad. Every day after school, Katie and Kevin shut themselves in their treehouse behind the wire netting door and watched the magpie building her nest. And finally she settled down to lay her eggs. She didn't leave the nest for days. Then one day they heard squeaking noises, and they knew that the babies had hatched. They couldn't see inside the nest, but soon saw little heads bobbing up over the edge. They watched the mother bird fly away to get insects and worms for her babies and feed them to their gaping throats. After a few weeks, they saw the babies flapping their little black feathered wings. At first, they flapped to a close branch, then further and further, till one day they flew away and did not return. The nest was empty, and the mother magpie didn't return either. Katie and Kevin missed watching the little birds in the nest. But all through the summer, birds flew in and out of the branches. "Perhaps the tree will have other nests next spring," Dad said. He made bird boxes to hang on the branches, and Mum filled them with bird seed and honey. Birds by the dozens came to feed as Katie and Kevin watched from inside their treehouse. "The birds probably think we are in a big nest," said Katie. But the birds took no notice of them, as long as they sat very still and quiet and watched.